Okay, so Jay-Z is now a part of the NFL. This is one of those moments. One of those goddamn moments, man. Where a person just openly sells the fuck out. Yes. Now, of course, you're going to have people that say, Mauro, what the fuck are you talking about? Jay-Z didn't sell out. Oh, yeah, he did. Yes, he did. And this is how he sold out. He sold out because he was criticizing the NFL. I forget the rapper. Somebody can tell me what rapper that was that wanted to be in the Super Bowl. This is during the whole Kaepernick thing, when Kaepernick was still in the NFL and he was kneeling. And when the NFL got rid of him and blackballed him. And I believe he criticized someone for rapping at the Super Bowl. And I can't remember, damn it, man. I can't remember what rapper it was. I can't remember it off the top of my head. But I believe I remember Jay-Z saying something about it. Back when everybody was on their Kaepernick shit. When people was like, I'm not watching the NFL. Y'all remember? Okay. Well, Jay-Z has partnered with the NFL. And you say, well, how is that selling out? It's selling out because he was a part of that whole Kaepernick thing. That whole boycott the NFL. We're not watching the NFL until Cap gets a job. Fuck the NFL. Remember, people were calling the NFL the plantation. And the owners were acting like slave masters. And it was this whole big fucking debate about that shit, because some people were mad, like how you compare NFL players to actual slaves, right? Okay, well, Mr. Jay-Z done flipped the fucking script. And he bold about the shit too. This is coming from, of all places, USA Today. Blasted Jay-Z, USA Today. I'm not talking about Soul.com, Hip Hop DX, BET. What's another one? Jet, Ebony. Right? Or what's the other one? Hip Hop. Double XL or whatever, Double XL. Okay. We're talking USA Today says Jay-Z sells out Kaepernick, grabs big money from NFL. Remember when Jay-Z was a dynamic hip hop artist whose stark lyrics gave voice to the oppressed and downtrodden? No, I don't remember that. USA Today. I don't remember that shit. I remember Tupac doing that. Nas did that. Okay. KRS-One did that. Public Enemy did that. Jay-Z's always been the money man. He told y'all before, he's not a rapper, he's a hustler. Right? Okay. Well, the article continues on to say, well, those days are over. And then it says, he may have 99 problems, but a conscience certainly ain't one. Completing his transformation to total sellout. You know you sold out when USA Today is getting in your shit. This has to be a black person that wrote this column. I need to see who actually wrote it. What columnist actually wrote this article? Because they're getting in his shit. You don't just see in major publishings the word sellout. Unless it's a black person. So it's got to be somebody of Negro descent. So let me continue on with this article. It says, completing his transformation to total sellout. Okay. Jay-Z climbed into bed with those racial progressives over at the NFL and what was clearly nothing more than a money grab for one side and a public relations coup for the other. And then it says right beneath that, sorry, Cap. As in, sorry, Kaepernick. Not sorry, Cap, and like, I'm just capping. No, sorry, Cap, as in sorry, Kaepernick. And then it says, social justice has been banished to the sidelines. This is what Jay-Z had to say. I think we've moved past kneeling, and I think it's time to go into actionable items, Jay-Z said in a ludicrous, basically a weak attempt to spin his hefty NFL payoff into some sort of profile and courage. So Jay-Z says, we're past that. I think we've moved past kneeling, Jay-Z said. I wonder what people think about this shit. We passed kneeling. Is it all good now? Can we just stop talking about the issues? Are we there yet? Are we there yet? According to Jay-Z, everything is all good now. I'm going to continue to read this article. It says, with a total straight face, an NFL commissioner, Roger Goodell, by his side, the rapper icon and entrepreneur said his partnership with the league is actually a progressive step to carry on the campaign that banished quarterback Colin Kaepernick courageously began by kneeling during the national anthem to bring attention to police brutality and glaring racial inequities. Iniquities in the U.S. justice system, I think everyone knows what the issue is. We're done with that, Jay-Z said. We all know the issue now. Okay, next. As in, let's move on. We're past that. No more kneeling. So here's the real question. Jay-Z has this partnership with the NFL. So what happens when another player decides he wants to stand up? When there's another shooting? I mean, not to say that there's going to be another one, but you know the world we live in now. When there's another Trayvon Martin. Or Eric Garner. What side is Jay-Z going to be on? And keep in mind, it's not even about the partnership. It was about the criticism he gave the NFL before. And pretending like he was standing with Cap. All Jay-Z had to do was take the Michael Jordan approach. That's all he had to do. What do I mean by the Michael Jordan approach? The Michael Jordan approach is not to say shit. He wouldn't be criticized right now if he hadn't have said shit. You can't speak out against something like that and then turn around and shake hands with the devil because people are going to get on you for it. All he had to do was just keep his mouth shut. Okay, so I'm seeing a lot of different opinions online, and the rumor is that Jay-Z went to go meet with Colin Kaepernick before he spoke. I guess before he spoke to Roger Goodell. So, I don't know if Jay-Z is planning on doing something about this whole Colin Kaepernick situation, or if, is he even going to address social justice? And I don't know. But Tiki Barber, former New York Giants running back, he weighed in on it, and he claims that Jay-Z and Colin Kaepernick spoke before Jay-Z met with Commissioner Goodell. Let's see if I can.
I think Jay is focused on moving this conversation forward. And in fact, he made a point to go around the room because it kept getting brought up. This was not a cordial, let's sit down and have coffee and pat each other on the back. There was a lot of friction from Charlemagne and from The Root and some other media outlets that were there, particularly around Colin Kaepernick. But it ultimately came down to we need to move the conversation forward. And that's what Jay was focused on. He's not downplaying or trying to throw a blanket on the protest movement that Colin Kaepernick and Eric Reed and others have been espousing. He's just trying to move it forward. They can protest. And in fact, Jay said joining the NFL in this particular initiative is kind of an internal protest in a way, because he can affect change by being as close as he hopes to be with the NFL around their initiative.
There are some people who are saying that from Goodell's vantage point, yes, this might be a way of getting the, you know, just getting rid of this scandal or the problem that the NFL has, right, by co-opting Jay-Z so that he's not behind that boycott and they can deal with it internally, but Colin is no longer a problem, as much of a problem for Goodell anymore.
Well, look, that's an easy way to put it, and I'm not being an apologist here. I'm just trying to explain it as I see it, knowing Roger for as long as I've known Roger, and obviously being very familiar with Roc Nation and Jay-Z through Berkowitz, Ron Berkowitz, and publicists. I get why this works and why this had to happen. The NFL obviously needs to move the narrative away from the negativity that exists with it. In fact, the room couldn't get past Colin Kaepernick. And it came down to the point where Charlemagne said, look, you know, the best thing you could do is get Colin Kaepernick a job. And at some point, we have to recognize that Colin Kaepernick's protest movement was one of the most profound athlete endeavors ever, right? It started a conversation that has been going on for 3+ years now and will continue to go on. It's so powerful because of what he did and the sacrifice that he made. But him having a job in the National Football League doesn't mean that like-minded individuals, the NFL, Roc Nation, and many, many, many others aren't still trying to make progress.
Okay, well, again, you see, that's what... I know people are going to shit on Tiki Barber. Now they've been shitting on Tiki Barber. A lot of people have called Tiki Barber a sellout. He's said some weird shit in the past. I can't even remember it all. But anyway, I'm going to tell you my opinion because it's an opinion show. And this is one of those things where we don't know what's going to happen yet. But if I had to go with instinct, my opinion, I believe that the NFL, because the ratings have been down, and it's not all because of Kaepernick, but in some way, some shape and form, it... The NFL has to address this, but they're addressing it a little too late. They've got this stain on the product. You had Jemele Hill speaking out. Michael Smith speaking out on ESPN. They lose their jobs at ESPN. Jemele's mainly because of her tweets about Trump. And what has happened? The stain is there. Now, don't get me wrong, the NFL is still king as far as sports is concerned. But they want to remain that way. And they saw the protests. They felt it in the numbers. They're trying to address this shit, right? What better way? Because you know how they do. Black people are mad. Better get one of those black spokesmen. What better spokesman for the hip-hop community than Jay-Z? If Jay-Z says, let's move on, we pass that, then guess what? The rest of you niggas gonna do the same shit. Now, you might be saying, I don't give a fuck what Jay-Z do. But that's not how they look at us. See, when one black person do something, they figure we all do it. Just like that shooting in Philadelphia. I saw it online. I was looking at the live chat. They were live streaming on YouTube. Some of the news channels were live streaming. And all I saw was, see these niggers? I know some of y'all don't like that word, but I use it because this is how they talk. I make sure I say it with the hard ER because I want it to come across like that's what's being said. That's how they talk. Send these niggers back to Africa. Because one black dude went off on the police when they were serving him a warrant or arresting him for a warrant. Now all black people in Philadelphia are just shooting police now. That's how it is. So in the mindset of these people, their attitude is, if Jay-Z comes on and says, we off the Colin Kaepernick, because if I can find this article, I'm going to look it up in a minute, where Jay-Z criticized that rapper for performing at the Super Bowl. See, that kind of stuff, they don't want that. They don't want that negative energy. So, of course, somebody reached out to Jay-Z and said, hey, stop saying we're not cool. We can't have that. You're going to make all the other niggas think we're not cool. You know? Now, somebody wrote in the comment section on the clip that basically what Tiki Barber's talking about is bullshit. That Kaepernick's people is saying the exact opposite of what Tiki Barber's saying about the meeting, about how they spoke and how everything went during their little talk. So we don't know who's telling the truth right now. But right now, as it stands, and this is my opinion, Jay-Z looks like a complete fucking sellout. He gonna hurt his brand on this one. Maybe, you know, then again, you never know. Niggas like ignorant shit sometimes, so I don't know. We, for whatever reason, you know, we quick to forgive and we'll just overlook, especially when it comes to money. So I don't know. But I'm going to tell you what it looks like to me. It looks like hypocrisy. Because if a motherfucker called me out for performing at a goddamn Super Bowl, and in the next goddamn year, you teaming up with the same goddamn league, Oh, I'm going to be in your shit. Okay, so the other artist I was trying to think of, or the rapper that performed at the Super Bowl that I was trying to think of, was Travis Scott, the one that accepted the invitation to perform at the Super Bowl. And I couldn't think of his name for nothing. I apologize for that. But Jemele Hill went on Roland Martin's show, and she gave her opinion on this NFL deal with Jay-Z. And she brought up some key points. I just want to play it right quick. Regardless of what you think about Jemele Hill, sometimes she do bring up some good points. So let me go ahead and play this clip right quick.
As well, I see what happens in Atlanta. Just what's your understanding of this partnership? Just what do you make of it?
Well, I think it's very confusing because I'm just, you know, Jay-Z is a shrewd guy. I mean, we don't have to qualify everything that we say as we talk about this, but it feels like we have to, because that just speaks to the level of respect that he has, especially in the African-American community. But I think he either misplayed his hand or isn't quite seeing really the big picture in this. You know, all those things that they're talking about doing with social justice are things that Jay-Z was doing anyway. He doesn't need the NFL to do that. He doesn't need the NFL's validation. He doesn't need their platform, and he doesn't need to broker another music deal. And while I get that this is an opportunity to maybe bring some other artists and to obviously implore more people, particularly people of color, around a huge global or a huge national brand like the NFL, at the same time, he has to understand that the NFL ultimately got what they wanted. They wanted to have a cultural connection with the community, because I think they realize, especially after Kaepernick struck that deal with Nike, that there were a lot of black people, or a lot of people that supported Colin Kaepernick and were willing to not watch their product, or were certainly willing to not hold the league in that high esteem that they were used to being held in because of how they felt about him. And early on, or throughout most of this saga with Colin Kaepernick, they have doubled down on the people who have been shouting against him. And now they're trying to win back all the people who were shouting on his behalf. And it just looks like Jay-Z allowed himself to be used as that entry point to do that. And I guess I would say that I understand, at least from what I'm hearing, why Colin Kaepernick is so disappointed, because you can't wear this jersey on Saturday Night Live, wear his jersey on Saturday Night Live and talk about some of the issues that you talked about, and then turn around and strike a deal with the same people who on one side of their neck say that they're about issues that disproportionately impact people of color, but on the other side have gone into overtime to make sure a bright, promising quarterback like Colin Kaepernick have a job. So I don't know how those things can marry to one another, because obviously for them, they still hold a lot of things against Colin Kaepernick, and now they've been able to divorce him from an issue that he started. This wasn't, no disrespect, this wasn't Jay-Z's cause. And so for him to kind of come in and kind of take over the movement, I guess I'm just a little bit confused as to how this all has gotten to this point.
Okay, that was the point that I was trying to get to. That part where she said this was not Jay-Z's cause. This is not even Jay-Z's fight. Okay? This is not a Jay-Z, this wasn't supposed to be at Jay-Z's thing to promote or anything. This was Colin Kaepernick, right? Now, what's crazy about this is last week I was talking about how they take out one person and replace them with another person, right? How they took out MLK and replaced them with Jesse Jackson. Now, here we go again. They don't want to lose the urban hip hop community. They don't want to lose the black community, right? Or they would use the term urban or hip hop, right? They don't want to lose that fan base. But at the same time, they don't want Colin. So it's like, well, who can we get to come in here? Who's cool? Who do they respect? Who do they look up to? And they brought in Jay-Z. Because, I mean, who's cooler than Jay-Z, right? In their mind, that's how they're thinking. So I was glad that she said that and she brought that part out. You know, they were able to divorce from Kaepernick all together. And at the same time, they were able to say, hey, we're cool. We're still down for black people. The NFL is still cool. We're not the bad guys here. Look, we got Jay-Z. Look. How could we not be cool? We got Jay-Z. How could we not be pro-black? We got Jay-Z. And Jay-Z knows what time it is. The real question is, though, with all of this is, you know, I don't know Jay-Z's heart. Sometimes, you know, I have to say this because Jay-Z's on a level that 90% of the people in America would never be on as far as wealth. Really, you can say 95% will never be on. So, okay, cool. Maybe he does have good intentions with it. But it damn sure don't look good. I don't know what he's going to do. I mean, later on, we might come back and say, hey, it was a good move. I don't know. But I'm going to tell you, man, this shit don't look good. Don't look good at all. Because he was capping online, talking like he, you know, he wasn't with the NFL. I mean, I think he made a song. What was that song? Ape Shit? When he said he don't need the NFL. And like she said, like Jemele Hill said, he doesn't need this. So it makes me wonder if the powers that be got in Jay-Z's ear and said, you need to come fix this, Mr. Criminal Justice Reform, because Jay-Z and Meek Mill have been on that, the whole criminal justice reform and what's his name? The Patriots owner, the owner of the New England Patriots, Robert Kraft, right before he got in trouble with the massage parlor, he was talking about criminal justice reform and he was back in Meek Mill. If you remember when Meek Mill got out of jail, guess who was there to greet him and parade him around? It was Robert Kraft. And I believe they had some kind of organization that were putting their money together. They were getting political. And what do I always say? When you start getting political and you start trying to bring somewhat of a real change, they come get you. So Robert Kraft thought he was above that. And they said, nah, buddy. You want to start this whole prison reform organization, you wanna be down with the blacks? Fine, we'll treat you like you black. And they embarrassed them in front of the whole world. So Jay-Z wanted to jump out there talking shit online about the NFL over the Colin Kaepernick situation. They said, okay, fine, Jay-Z. Oh, you want to act like you rogue now. You going rogue. We got you. Not only are we going to put you in your place, but you going to be the nigga that's going to come and fix this shit. We losing views, viewers. Hip-hop community is giving us the middle finger. Fine. You going to represent the NFL now.